From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S.-backed Kurdish forces shelled by Turkey. Turkish troops have shelled positions in Syria controlled by the Kurdish People's Protection Units. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu confirmed the attack and demanded that the YPG withdraw from the town of Azaz and from a nearby airbase. The Turkish shelling continued Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 wounded in 2015. That is an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. Nicholas Haysom is the United Nations Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan.
The real cost we are talking about in these figures is measured in the maimed bodies of children, the communities who have to live with loss, the grief of colleagues and relatives, the families who make do without a breadwinner.
The UN says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 is the highest recorded since 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic are choosing a new president. Two former prime ministers in Sunday's runoff vote pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. In addition to the presidential race, voters are deciding legislative elections after a top court threw out the results from a December vote because of irregularities. This is VOA News.